Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa. Okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon. CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Tickets are on sale now for Side by Side Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join them on Saturday, February 7th for an evening of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your ticket for Side by Side today.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue our broadcast of dance music. We shall continue now with our piano interlude.
Hey everyone, this is Liam. Make sure to listen to Revolving Door Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. This show is for music nerds from all over. My main goal in the hour of time that we so fortunately have together is that you learn something. I'm going to be talking about a new band each week, taking a deep dive into where they came from, their sound, influences, and then where they went and who they influenced. Again, the big thesis of this show is music is a revolving door that never stops. So if you're a music nerd who wants to listen to some new music each week and create an enriching relationship to that new music each week, then you're in the right place. You can catch that all Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC.
Slow ride. Welcome to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Paces by Feeble Little Horse. This is from their album that came out in 2023, and it's called Girl with Fish. I've had it on repeat since it came out. I love them. I think their sound is so cool. They released a single in like June of 2025, but I haven't heard anything about an album, which is kind of really sad. But I'm hoping something big happens soon. What I have up next is Knights in Armor by Water From Your Eyes, and then Killing My Borrowed Time by Geese.
Home. Fight me up on fire.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Killing My Borrowed Time by Geese. And then also Knights in Armor by Water From Your Eyes. Geese SNL performance was awesome, fantastic. I'm at a loss for words on how much I enjoyed it. I'm really shocked they did Trinidad, though. For some reason, it feels like crazy that they would do Trinidad over like something less outlandish on the album, because I do think that song is kind of out there. That's not me saying it's bad, like I do really love it, but I think there's songs that are much more tame on the album that they could have done, but I think it's way cooler and shows off their like impressiveness by doing that song on SNL instead of like something else. I've been also like, there's been a lot of discourse about Geese since they performed on SNL on like Twitter and stuff, where people are like, I've listened to them, don't need to listen to them again type stuff, where they don't really enjoy it. And I think people need to open their minds, broaden their mind, and let Geese in, because they're kind of the next big thing, and if you haven't let them in, you're missing out. And with this like discourse and reading and whatever, I saw somewhere that the SNL like acoustics on the stage is some of the worst out there. Like, it doesn't make people sound good, and for them to sound that good on SNL is crazy and so impressive, and just shows off how like good as artists they are, and I think that's really awesome. Yeah, anyway, what I have up next is Disconnection by Sword 2, and then also Heaven Has No Wings by Dove Ellis. I hope you guys enjoy.
Can't hear you, is someone out there? Dust would notice you have a place there. Closer, sweetheart, don't have to be scared. I can't control what comes into your head in disconnection. Lose the hope, don't make it so hard. Someone told me they hate us so much. Bliss in altar, I
Heaven has no
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Datura by South Pacific. Before that, it was Heaven Has No Wings by Dove Ellis. And then all the way before that, it was Sword 2 with their song Disconnection. I love Sword 2 so much. I listened to their album Spirit World Tour in 2023. This was a big one for me. And then in November, they just released another album, Electric Hour, and that's where this song came from. Awesome album. I think they're an awesome band. If you haven't, like, listened to them or, like, given them a chance, you definitely should. I think they're so cool. Same thing with, like, Dove Ellis and South Pacific and stuff like that. South Pacific did a show in Kingston in, like, September, October, I think, that I didn't get a chance to go to, and I'm honestly regretting that I didn't go. Don't remember why I didn't go. Something like that. I don't know. But I do wish I went. But, you know, live and learn. Anyway, what I have up next is Itiro by Bloom Effect and then Orange Peeler by Horse Jumper of Love.
Drawing When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Think of me, I'll think of you as a place.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Runner by Alex G. This is from his album that was released, I think it had to be 2022. Oh my gosh, it was 2022. That's crazy. God Save the Animals, awesome album. I kind of forget about it. I like Wayne and Wax with Alex G, where sometimes I'll be really into him and then sometimes I won't even like think about listening to Alex G, and it's recently he's back in the limelight. I just like am impressed by the amount of music that he makes. I saw this album when he was touring it in 2023, so it'd be the summer of 2023. Saw it at Budweiser. I think it's RBC now. I can't remember, but it's like, I think RBC bought Budweiser, but it'll always be Budweiser in my heart. I was like in the pit at the front, probably the closest I've been to an artist at a concert before ever. Like we were maybe like two rows of people behind the stage, in front of the stage. It was so cool. But I wore the worst shoes possible to this concert because I was like, oh, like there'll be somewhere to sit or something. Like I'm so used to being at Budweiser and sitting like in the chairs or being on lawn or something like that, that I wasn't like expecting to be standing for so long because it was three artists too. It was I can't remember the opener, but it was Alex G and Always and then the opener. So it was like three sets and I wore the most like uncomfortable shoes. It was my Doc Marten boots, platform boots. And I remember by the end of the concert, my sister was so sick of me. She's like, I'm done hearing about your feet hurting because you made that choice. But I did feel really cool wearing my Doc Marten platform boots to Alex G. Awesome concert too. I know people are like, he's not great live, but I think he was really, really great live. And so was Always when they performed after him. It was a great show. And then I think this was the one where Finn Wolfhard was at, and so was Hamza from the YouTube channel Slushy Noobs, which is like crazy because they were like in the seats, but like a couple rows behind us. And I wish I'd like noticed it sooner and I would have like gotten a photo or something, but I didn't. Anyway, what I have up next is Alexandria, Audeline, and Dillion by No Beauty, and Ontario by Cootie Catcher. Alexandria, Audeline, and Dillion.
six, seven, eight.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Ontario by Cootie Catcher, and then before that, it was Alexandria, Adeline, and Dillion by No Beauty. I've got two songs left. Crazy, Time Flew, Like Always. It's Got Shocked by Wednesday. This is from their album. Oh my gosh, what's it called? Not their most recent one. It's from Raw Saw God. A lot of 2023 releases today. And then after that, I have Misery by Winter featuring Horse Jumper of Love from their album that came out in August, Adult Romantics. I think they're really cool. I like this release. I think it's fun. A lot of today's stuff was just like stuff I thought was fun and stuff I like. So I'll eventually get back to doing specific genres. I've just been not locked. Crazy busy and such. That's like pretty much it. I was going to talk about the Grammys, but I realized I like haven't been locked on what's been nominated and what hasn't. And because it's on, the Grammys are on Sunday, which is crazy. I feel like I'm not prepared. I know Harry Styles and Doechii are the presenters. I think Addison Rae is performing. I think Somber is performing, so like I don't really care. Cat's Eye performing again. I don't care. Sorry to any fans, but it's not like, I don't know. A lot of the time I'm like thrilled and so ready for the Grammys and so excited, and like I know what's nominated and I know what I think is gonna win and things like that, and I just like haven't had the time to really like look at it. Or the nominations came out in like what, November? I just either forgotten or I didn't look. I think Hayley Williams was nominated for something though. I don't remember what, but I know she was nominated for something. And maybe Alex G? I think Alex G was nominated for something too, but I don't remember. But this time next week we'll know the winners and maybe I'll discuss it then? Question mark. Anyway, that's it for me for this week. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you want to hear me and more of my beautiful voice, you can also tune in Mondays at 8 a.m. for Indie Wake Up Call. I'm there as well. Yeah, anyway, here's Wednesday on this beautiful Wednesday.
First time.